Blog Talk Radio.
Pop up the volume. I'm not gonna do
the
it,
doctor
are you?
Is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friday, TGIF. You know what I'm saying? And the love doctor is in the house. Yep, that would be me. Moi. Me. And we've got our resident Jimbo with us. Yeah.
All right. Get it going, baby doll.
So let me get my cards.
Those are useful.
Yeah. First thing they learn in the class is that these pieces of plastic really don't hold any power. You know, the power comes from you.
I like the plastic coated, aren't they, or something?
Yeah, yeah, plastic. Okay. I want to remind y'all we're using ordinary playing cards. All right? So the distinction must be made, not tarot, not oracle cards, and not any of the other systems that are out there, which many of them I absolutely love. Now, I can't do tarot myself, but I love to go to tarot.com, and they will sell you karma coins, and they're pretty reasonably priced.
Karma.
There are some free systems on their website that you can use, but if you, you know, want to get a little bit more in depth, you buy a few karma coins, and I'll tell you, I have found those readings to be really quite accurate. So anyway, also I'm going to use my 24 card layout, which gives me additional information, gives me a chance to get a good look at the layout of your life, you know, the structure of it, the landscape. Yes. So I'll need a moment or two when we go to do a reading. If we don't get many callers, of course, Facebookers, we will look to you to keep us from experiencing dead air on the air, on the air. Yeah, whatever. So I think that's all I have to say about that. So I'm going to send you on to Jimbo.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's right.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind all the folks out there that are with us tonight on various platforms, if you're international, please let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs when you let us know. And right now, we have a bunch already to start out with. We have Terry Sue in the UK. We have Sophia, who is in Sweden. And I see that Laura has joined us from Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
So Laura, do you have a weather report for us? We're checking weather on everybody tonight. And
she's checking weather on
yeah,
everybody.
Sophia's got snow in Sweden, and Terry Sue is digging a hole to hide herself because they have another major storm on the way.
I don't think I would dig a hole, and that storm involves putting down lots of moisture. Your hole will turn into a pool.
Yeah, true, and then what happens?
And then you go swimming.
Or you drown. You know, so we don't want that.
All right, folks.
Yeah.
515-602-9676. Number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. We tested it. I heard the show while I was waiting.
Wow.
If at any time you ever hear nothing but silence, any time, hang up and call back. That means something went wrong. If you get disconnected, call back. It's not a big deal. Cell phone, computer, connection, stuff like that. It happens. So just call back. Don't think it's a sign that you can't call in. Call right back. Facebookers, Deb touched on a little bit. If we get gaps and whatever, we will turn to you folks. Can't make any promises. Definitely can't tell you when. We did our last show we did was alternate Wednesday show, and we gave a lot of love to the Facebookers on Wednesday.
Yes, we did.
So we'll see what happens. Regardless, though, when you hear this, perps, that is the sound that it signifies that your free reading is coming to an end. So let it end. But before you go, I will give you a single card. And this card will be from the same deck, type of deck, but it won't be her deck. It'll be a virtual deck from the second lovedoctor.com
but
website.
Soon it will be an actual hold-in-your-hand deck. All right.
Yeah, I'm not sweating. They didn't fit it.
Well, I bet they would love to have
they
it.
They would, I'm sure. But, I mean, I don't need it for the show.
And they could. You can always go, remember, to psychiclovedoctor.com. And there you will find.
As I told them, that's where I'm getting their card, single card reading from.
Yes.
From that website.
That's where you will get the very same that's in the deck of cards.
Okay, I think I've talked about everything I've got to talk about. So are we ready? We're ready.
Oh, I was going to mention something quickly.
Sorry, hello, caller. Let me put you back on mute. Why didn't you do this to me?
Because I am multitasking here, so you're going to have to show a little patience and restraint. I was going to say, Terry Sue, you're going to have snow. I just feel it. I think intuitively you will be having snowball fights.
So that's why we just kicked the caller back to mute for that statement.
Yeah, and you could have said just hold.
Well, they're listening. They're listening, but I thought you had something really super important to talk about.
Well,
that's not important.
It was true.
Saying, I think you're going to get snow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is effing great. Thoughts of anything else? Any other earth-shattering stuff you wanted me to silence somebody on that we're taking the caller on? Okay. Anybody got an ingrown hair they're worried about? You can do a card on it real quick. First caller, 205. This time it's for real. Alabama, I believe. 205, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad
to
have you with us.
Hi, Patricia. You guys are so funny. You definitely compliment each other. Thank you for having me back. I have tried to call a couple of times. Deb, you are so welcome. You both are. I've tried to call because I would like to know I want to say he was like a new boo that I met around the summer. Things were going so good, and then we had this falling out, and I just want to know, Deb, what you and Jim see surrounding this. I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. It's almost as if we have mutually decided, well, maybe this is not a good fit for us, but I was enjoying him.
So it wasn't really a mutual decision after all. It was, he's kind of done it.
We get a lot of that.
Did something actually occur? Did something happen? Did you guys have a disagreement? Or
yeah, she said a falling out.
I heard a falling out, but I don't know. Was the falling out him just kind of vanishing?
Well, it wasn't quite him vanishing. I guess I must have vanished, he felt like, because, a couple of days I didn't call him, but the job that I do, I'm not really able to, call right then. I work 7, 8, it's 7 p. Sometimes I get home at 8. And whereas he is the type that he does try to call, he works at 10 p to 10 a and he'll text, and I'm sort of like not able to call right then or text, so I have to just call him when I can. Sometimes I'm tired, so it's like I'll call tomorrow. I do him like that. If I call him, he don't call me right back. I think, well, he'll call me tomorrow. But yeah, we kind of fell out. He felt like that he had reached out to me a couple of days straight. I didn't return his calls right then. And what is going on? I've been trying to reach out to you. And I thought, wow, okay. Is he a little possessive? Or I just didn't know how to call it. And then when I finally did call, he was just like, well, I left some things at your house, so I want to get that. And I thought, because I started off saying, "Hey, I," and as I began to start to tell him, I wasn't available because he was just upset about those 2.5 days, and he didn't really want to talk about it. He was adamant about not.
That could be a sign.
Your cards, it's jumping right out at me that he doesn't like the way things are right now at all. He misses you very much. But what would I say this is? Like, he's got pride, and he doesn't want to be the one to, but the trouble is, this is showing you a side of his nature that, you know, you may not be able to live with.
It's a sign. It might be a sign of a controlling person.
So I think he wants to get back together very much.
But he's, obviously, if that's a deal breaker just because you're too busy, that's a problem.
Yeah, and he's going to have to calm down.
It sounds kind of like a big baby, though. Not getting things his way.
Insecure.
He always wants things his way, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're a different lady than what he's used to.
And you know what? You're both adults, and if you got to work and you can't do it, you've got to suck it up and live with it or move on.
That's what I was thinking.
You need to quit your job so you can text them 3 times a day? No.
It's like a temper tantrum he had. And I just couldn't get it. And he had told me, Jim and Deb, that he was adopted. He deals with abandonment issues
And and trauma is not something that just goes away over time. You know, and he probably had a traumatizing experience being adopted. All children that get adopted are treated well.
We don't know that. You're right.
Why?
Typically, they are because the people really want the kid, typically. Unless it's a relative parent, relative thing. That could be different. Stepmom, whatever. But, yeah, typically, if somebody gets adopted, these people are like dying to have a child.
Well, I guess right now you have to turn to your own heart, Patricia, and you got to decide. Do you want to bring him back into your life? Because it would not take much. But I really think a good conversation is needed here.
Yeah.
To say, hey, dude, I can't, you know, this is not good, good.
And if he's one of those types that doesn't want to talk about conflicting things, that's not good either. If he's he doesn't want to talk about real issues and bury his head in the sand, that's a bad sign too. Because if he is going to be in the mood, you guys got to be able to talk about things you don't agree on.
You do.
And he can't throw tantrums. Can't throw a little baby tantrum.
And he did. He had a big tantrum. And some of the things he said in the text, I told him, I said, when you get angry, you have to really be careful what you say because you can't take them back. He was saying things like, I really trusted you and, you let me down and, you know, I don't trust you. I don't trust you anymore. You lied. You told lies. And I was thinking, where is all this coming from? He called me a liar. And so I couldn't even really defend myself. I told him, look, I said, you know, I'm not going to call you anymore. You don't want me to call you. I'm not going to call you. Don't call me. Please stop texting me. All these angry texts, I said, you know.
Yeah, you don't deserve that.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No.
And
that's a sign, too. That's a big sign.
He might have what my grandmother called spoiled brain. And that's people that indulge themselves, that they get their way in everything.
Right, he wants things his way.
Yeah. So
it's
kind of like they don't know how to be another way, but I think anybody is capable of learning something.
Not
if they don't want to, right?
You know, I mean, and it sounds like he doesn't want to. The fact that he did that tantrum ghost thing.
And imagine in a marriage.
Well, can you? This is the tip of the iceberg. Usually, when you see this kind of stuff, I mean, there's more beneath the water. A lot more stuff you haven't seen.
What I was thinking, Jim.
I don't think you need that. You don't need that. You don't need that kind of crap.
No, and I was married to a man like that, and I'll tell you, it drove me nuts.
You'll live with regrets forever.
He wouldn't talk. It reminded me of my immigrant grandmother and grandfather.
Trying to guilt trip you into every single thing that didn't work out.
they were kind of promised
right.
to each other. So they got, you know, it's an arranged marriage. And when they would have a fight, oh boy, you don't want to go around there, because they wouldn't mm-hmm. even acknowledge the existence of each other for weeks. So,
oh my God.
I could see the two of you at least giving it a go. But I don't think he's going to change his
That's the thing.
Nature.
And I don't think you want to accept this. If this is going to keep happening every time something doesn't go right, I would go nuts. I would go crazy myself. Somebody trying to say, well, look,
I don't.
You tantrum, you, it's all your fault. You. Dude, I work
right.
I'm busy. I can't freaking call you, text you all the time. You have to live with it.
And then imagine down the road.
I can't reassure you.
Yeah,
I can't reassure you that I'm here with you if you don't already naturally get that from the actions that I show you, you know.
Yep.
So,
you gotta have
trust
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't make somebody trust you.
And I really enjoyed him. I really enjoyed him a lot.
Yeah.
It shocked me. I was just totally shocked at his behavior.
And I think it could only worsen where I'm perceiving that he would show up where you work,
tip of the iceberg,
yell
practice.
At you there,
yeah.
you know, if you two had shared a commitment
this
like
is
marriage.
This is a door you might not want to fully open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing. Do you, Deb, see someone else anywhere on the horizon? You know,
yeah,
I've been meeting.
I certainly do. And there's an old saying that says you never really get over somebody until somebody else comes along.
The replacement.
Yeah. And I feel that that'll happen. This man would be a very painful partner for you.
The current one.
Yeah.
Not the one coming.
Right. And it seems narcissistic in its way. Yeah, what does that mean?
Touchdown! There we go. Yay! All right, go ahead.
Yeah, because it's his way or the highway, and he isn't in my cards. He's showing feelings of missing you and all, but he should be backing that up, you know, with actual physical steps toward you. So, you don't worry, Patricia. Your cards already show that you are a beautiful, vibrant, hot lady, and you will have them stacked up soon. The men for you that you can make take your choice.
It has been raining, man, already. I meet so many men. It's just thinking, oh my God, I just want the right one. I was just saying, my mom would be like, well, Patricia, or I think I even heard it in one of my prophecies. It was like, look, just pick one piece of the pie. Just pick a piece, just a piece of pie. But it's so many pieces. And
there
I
are, and you
pick
don't want
the right
crappy
piece.
One. You want the right piece. You
right.
don't want a crappy piece, right? No, you don't. Nope. So it's like those people that used
Absolutely.
To pan for gold in the rivers. They spend all day. And they're usually throwing away rocks and stuff. They never, to find the right piece of the gold takes forever. But typically if you go at it, eventually you do find it. It's just, boy, you gotta have some serious patience, boy.
I think the best ones come along when we aren't looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't,
right.
It's like, you can't plan to win a lottery. You can't plan stuff. It just happens.
No, but I think you make the
you gotta
winning.
Keep trying, though. You gotta play.
You're making the winning move with
yeah,
this
you
guy.
Gotta play. Yeah, you are. You don't deserve to put yourself through that kind of misery.
No, that's
right.
All right, real quick, here is your single card reading. And Deb, it is a Queen of Hearts. Now, this could be your friend. I don't know. You know more about the stuff. Playing a major role in this matter is a medium-complected woman capable of great sensitivity and understanding. So we just leave it at that, and then you can roll with it from there. I don't want to. It's like 15 paragraphs. So what is this Queen of Hearts?
Well, I think this is speaking to you.
Herself?
Actually,
this is about
Patricia,
her?
Yeah, that you are...
She's got the characters of a nice true caregiver, and she loves unconditionally and without favor. This is her, Patricia. So this is her card for herself.
And
okay.
A lot of people that are characterized as under the suit of hearts, sometimes they end up giving too much. They're people pleasers. you know, they wear their heart on their sleeve a little bit.
It says that, yeah.
Yeah.
It says sometimes you fall for the wrong person, inappropriate people. But it says the matter of questions proceed to take a new direction as a result of your efforts.
So
obviously you're going to keep on trying.
He's
going to
come. This guy's going to bounce back.
He's
going to
put on he's going to break out the whole violins and flowers and all that stuff, but he's just trying to put perfume on a turd. Is that what he's trying to do, basically?
For himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's trying to make himself. He's a turd. I don't mean obviously like that, but I mean he's not the right person. He's going to try to put that best show forward on an apology type thing.
And I think he will, but it could be a show. It
has to be a show because that is who he is. He's not changing that.
Well, Patricia,
she doesn't need that in her life.
And I'm glad that you called in.
Awesome. Thank you for holding, being patient, being caller number one.
Thank you both. I love you. I love you and Jim. I love you both. You guys are earth angels.
Aww,
I'm gonna call you back and update you.
I look forward
to your show. So thank you so much. You both
and we like updates because we often hate to be left wondering and never find out what happens and stuff. So we like updates. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm curious. That'll drive me nuts when I don't know what the hell is going on.
Well, take care. Now we'll watch
like I did with Patricia. Yeah. When we're done, I put you back on mute. I don't hang up because some people like to stay and listen to the show. Some people can't. It's up to you. You hang up if you want. I will not hang up. Paul, I will not hang on you. You're going to have a million people on here that listen to the show. It's cool. They don't even have to talk to us.
I want to teach everybody something right now.
Well, you teach them.
I'm going to teach this. What?
Real quick. International shout-outs because I was slow. Rachel in the Land Down Under and Virgil in the UK. All right. Go teach them.
I'm going to teach you all how to take a pill because so many of you contact me and say, I love what you recommended, blah, 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 blah. I can't take pills. And you know what? I can't either. But
we talked about this already, no?
I'm going to show them. I am demonstrating. I have a training aid.
Oh, you should have a bigger one than that, though. Anybody can do it.
Some people have trouble.
I should give you one
like
of my freaking potassium pills.
Is it big?
Yeah, and I take two of them every day because...
Okay.
One of the other medicines I take make me a little low in the potassium.
I learned this from an ex-daughter-in-law of mine. Because I have so much trouble getting past, like, the gag reflex.
Gag me with a spoon.
I'm going to demonstrate, and I need to take it anyway.
All right, well, here's
this
your demonstration.
This is Vitae. I take this, and I'm not an affiliate, so I don't think I'm selling anything. But this is a very natural way of calming your cough and having, like, a lot of mucus. It has vitamin D in it.
This just came, didn't it?
Yeah, folate, some other stuff, but no chemicals. Pricey as hell.
No chemicals.
But
she's rattled off of everything's chemical.
Well,
I know what she's saying.
She meant
natural type stuff, not like somebody in a lab making new weird shit. Yeah, I know what you meant.
Cooking meth or anything.
Everything's chemistry.
Okay,
everything's physics. Everything is life.
No, we didn't know what each other was going to wear.
I wear this all day. I wear this.
Virgil was asking.
I wear this since, 6 in the morning, whenever
last
the hell
week.
I got dressed. No, not last week. I don't roll that way.
All right, here's what you do. I'll tell it first, then I'll do it. You put water in your mouth.
Water in your mouth.
Then you take this pill, and don't try to push it down your throat. What you want to do is you put it over to the side. And gently tap it with your teeth. What that's going to do is going to signal your swallow reflex. And the pill will go right down with the water. So now I'm going to demonstrate.
All right. Everybody hold your breath. This is the most amazing thing ever known to mankind. You saw it here first, folks. Nowhere else right effing here.
Ta-da! Tap it. Just tap it with your teeth. It's as if you're simulating chewing, and then your throat is going to be ready to swallow it. So there you go.
All right? Are you cool?
I thought that was, what do they call it? An FYI moment or a...
For your information.
Now you know moment. Yeah.
International shout out to Cho in the UK.
Cho,
welcome back, Cho.
Well, there. now we can get this party started.
That might be
started.
Twice in a week.
I know.
Rock on, buddy.
No, you don't. It doesn't taste disgusting. It normally it's a capsule, you know, but you aren't going to chew it in half. You just tap it lightly. Like, say, what would you put in your mouth that you might tap on your, maybe like a cough drop. You're not going to just munch that into pieces and swallow it. It's not going
to
do any good.
The lozenge, you're not supposed to really break up at all.
Right.
They're meant to be taken the way they are.
Look, we got to do something to make the show seem, what would be a good word, like, legitimate.
Really? So you took a freaking pill, and we have been legitimized, everybody. It's a done deal now. We are official because she took a pill.
My son Kyle wants to come in sometime and do his, what's the name of that famous cook that he would put the wig on and the pearls?
The Julia Child.
Yes. Yeah. And he wants to come and,
you know,
do his shtick.
That name is fading. People are not.
I know.
New generation. Well, that's the circle of life. You know, it is what it is. She was like one of the first TV ones.
Oh, she was.
She blazed the trail for all the ones that followed.
She was the first, I think, American to go to that French school that they had over there.
Are you sure about that?
She went to some school, and I thought it was in France.
Oh, a lot of them do.
And
yes.
She was kind of like the dunce of the group.
A lot of them do that, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, if you look at a lot of these chefs, they go, well, especially now, travel is portable. People travel all around the world to learn different cooking from different parts of the world, not just Europe either. They'll go to Asia, Thailand.
And she used
they go
to be,
all over hell to learn different cooking techniques.
She was live on Good Morning America. They gave her a segment every morning. And she, one time, her chicken, like...
I hate it when my chicken...
It's like it jumped out of the pan. It wasn't alive, and she was kind of like, oh, to hell with it. You know, just forget about it.
Well, the outtakes... Yeah. Are always entertaining. Always entertaining, indeed.
Well, you know,
they are.
Who just said they take 9 tablets? Rachel, my late husband would put them all in. It made me gag watching him. He had a big pile of cancer drugs and his vitamin supplements and his regular medication. It was like a mountain. And he'd go, and then put a little bit of water and swallow all of that. And I'd be like, oh, my God.
Have you seen I have 2 pill containers, and only a few of them are prescription. Most of them, I take a ton of supplements on my own. So I take probably a good 18 to 20 things every day.
At a time?
About one-third of them at a time.
Oh.
I do it about three swallows.
I do it one at a time.
I take the big, because a couple of the big potassium ones, those are the big giant ones I said. I take those two together by themselves real quick.
It's a horse pill?
They're 2 big bastards.
Oh, my God.
I take those, and then I take the next. The other ones are all tiny, so I take those 10, like, all at once. Then I got a lot of supplements, like your fish oils are pretty giant size. Some of them are pretty big.
Yeah.
Those glucosamine, chondroitin, things I take for joints are pretty good size pills, too. 90% of things I take are just things I take because I think I should have this supplement. You know,
they have gummies for a lot of things now.
Dum, 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 da, dum, da, dum, dum. All right, we're going to do
that. Oh, look at what Cho, that's pretty cool. And what does that mean? Did you send us a present?
Apparently.
Apparently. See, I don't know enough about these things.
We know nothing. We could have $15,000 sitting in Facebook
if that's a gift,
thank
you.
But you know
what?
It ain't going anywhere. Yes, thank you very much. All right, we're going to do this, Deb.
All right,
let's
go.
We're very slow to the calls today. Matter of fact... The one I was just about to go to went bye-bye.
They left?
They left or got disconnected or I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to leave it on my list and we'll go to that one.
585, come on back.
Yes, if you can. Oh. We'll jump around, but we can jump back if they come back.
Yeah. Either or. Yes.
Ready?
Yep. Let's both say hello.
Rock and roll. And if you guys ever get cut off and you come back within a reasonable amount of time, I will not put you at the end of the line.
Hello, Wendy.
775, this is Wendy, is it not?
Hi, hello? Jimbo and Debra Lee. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Well,
hello
welcome
there,
back
Wendy.
To us. Welcome back.
How's life?
Very nice. New?
Very nice to speak with both of you today.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, you too. So tell us, how are you doing?
Well, Deborah Lee, I thought it might be a nice change to let the cards tell us what they see for me for the next few months.
Well, just so we're aware, did everything work out that you were having an issue with? And I'm trying to remember what it was.
She had a couple things going on. I think everything seems to work out, though, for her, which is good because she hangs in there and does not give up.
You were having a lawyer, unless I'm confusing you with somebody, which I could be doing.
You know what? It's true. Everything seems to work out. I'm very persistent, and I think I manifest. And I connect with the right sources.
Right. You don't give up. Yes. That's what I mean.
And I have realistic expectations.
And that too, because you have to have realistic. Goals have to be realistic. Expectations have to be realistic. You can't expect. I'm going to spread wings and fly type expectations. So that's good. All right. So this is a look ahead for Wendy.
We'll wind down the rest of the year.
That's cool. Yeah. There isn't much left now. What, 2 months?
Well, I know.
Yes, indeed. We are in the early stages of November, and it all goes fast now with all the Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the crazy stuff going on. Then it just goes fast to January 1st.
And then everything stalls out.
And 2024 is a leap year.
Is
for whatever
it?
That's worth. Yes, it is.
That means there's only 20, what is it? It
means there's an extra day in February.
29.
Because the Earth goes around the sun every 365 and a quarter days. So every 4 years, we have to account for that quarter day.
And I believe that's the one day out of the year that a woman can propose to a man.
Was that the old school thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very good every 4 years. We know that's out the door now. But
otherwise, it was bad form.
I got you. That was back in the day.
It was.
The day when dinosaurs were roaming the earth.
Okay, let's see what we have for Miss Wendy. You know, it looks a little bit like topsy-turvy between now and the end of the year. Are you and your sister getting along?
Yes, we are.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. It's some little, bone of contention may come along.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let it escalate.
Yeah, don't let it cause a rift that can't be repaired easily.
It looks like your sister is highly emotional. You know?
A little overreaction at times?
Yeah.
Well, I guess a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
And if you recognize that's the way they are, sometimes you can take that with a grain of salt when they overreact.
And, you know, especially the holidays are so emotionally charged anyway, you know, more suicides during that time of year.
Yeah, a lot of people reflect and feel bad, and some people just can't handle the stress because, oh, my God, look at my bank account. How can I buy presents and stuff like that? Yep.
Yeah, and realistically, it shouldn't be the big show that it is.
It should not.
Yeah.
It should not. There should not be a competition who can buy somebody the best present. It should not be that.
I think if somebody can make you a present, I've always loved homemade gifts. It means they thought about you while they were making it.
Just simple things. Hey, here's this new food I brought this over here to try. Brand new thing or this new drink.
Don't bring
me any
sushi, please. I'll have to choke that
down.
Well,
unless you're a sushi lover, then you would like that, you know, and stuff like that. Right. All right, yeah. So, anything else of noteworthy that she should
know? It's very good through the end of the year.
Oh, boy, that is great news.
And I hope that your home health care aide is helping you well, you know, doing well for you. And just in general, it just looks like nothing big is going to come along. But, you know, there can be all these little...
Yeah, so basically right now it's kind of a no news is good news. You see nothing major. You
saw
a possible little speed bump with a sister over something, which is a speed bump. It's not like the end of the world, but any kind of little rift can be, if two sides escalate, it can be irreparable if you take it too far.
Right, but money looks good.
Yeah, money's great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And, the new year is going to bring you some wonderful changes, Wendy.
What kind of changes?
I could see you actually doing some traveling. And there could be a man involved.
Is it a mighty good man?
A mighty good man.
That's the best kind, right? Yes. Interesting.
Well, that sounds nice. And I think you said somebody's going to make me a gift.
She was saying, well, no, actually, we got sidetracked. We were talking about gifty time of the year and how sometimes people don't have money and they get depressed and they forget that they can actually make somebody a gift if they don't have money to go buy one. She was just throwing that out for suggestion.
Yeah.
Well, my sister, Leslie, is very creative. I would treasure it if she would make me a gift. She's so from Etsy, and highly appreciated.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You know, you wouldn't want me to make you a gift because I'm not going to create anything nice. But some people have that talent, that gift. I call it a gift.
All you got to do is just put forth the greenbacks. Just say, here.
No, I can do.
Like Jerry Seinfeld would do. He'd just put a bunch of money in an envelope.
Well, not so much that, but at least, you know, do something. I'm just not a good creator of artsy and... I just don't, that's not my thing. That's not my forte, as they say. All right. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. It's been a long time. Glad you called. I'm glad you called, and everything is so good that you just wanted a general. When people want a general reading, that means things are going pretty good in their lives right now. That's awesome.
And I think it is, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to ask for a general, typically.
Thank you both. I always enjoy your show. I haven't heard from my attorneys. I have not heard from my attorneys yet regarding that buyout proposal, and I don't even have it on my mind. I'm doing fine without it. So if it's in the stars, it'll happen. And I'll have the power to say yes or no, but it'll have to be extraordinary. I think my attorneys are going to try to convince me to take it, whatever it is, because it means money to them. But I'm going to be smart cookie.
Of course.
Yeah, a lot of times they just wanted to hurry up and get their cash and move on. Right. Well, interesting, because your single card I pulled is a Jack of Spades. The young, dark-complected man highlighted in this matter is intellectual rather than emotional in the way he views the world. He's a seeker of justice and judgmental by nature. You should not expect to receive much in the way of moral support with him regarding this matter in question. Brooding over his own personal issues, he is too self-absorbed for him to be much of assistance. What do you think? Is that something to do with the legal people?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I saw more money coming to you.
That describes the main attorney, and I think they already figured out that I actually told them I need to know what I'm going to net after the IRS, after I pay them, and I told them what I want to do. So I will be surprised if it's an amount that I'd be interested in. If it is, then I'll think about it very carefully, and I'll talk to an IRS. I'll call an IRS attorney as well, so I'm going to be smart about this.
So you already told the legal folks that number that you want after all the fact, right?
Yeah, and I did, and I said I have to net at least this much.
Hey,
and I told them.
They know where you stand then when you do that.
Well, I think that they're going to try to convince me either way. Well, I'll be really sweet to them, and I'll say, let me get back to you on this.
I'm not liking that. I'll have to get back with you. And then, exactly.
I think you're going to like it, ultimately.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you said, I want this number after your chunk, after the IRS chunk, this is what I want. At least it gives them a goal. That means we have to get this.
Yeah.
That gives them something to shoot for. So, and they might say, well, we can't go to her unless we do this and blah, blah, blah. So at least you did the right thing there.
Yeah. And one of our ladies on Facebook is saying, she's in Florida. She says, Wendy, make sure that figure has at least two commas in it.
Well, the more zeros, the better.
Yeah.
The more zeros, the better.
Has at least what in it?
Commas.
Two commas. Like, I think she's talking like she means...
1 million.
Oh, like 2 million?
Like greater than six figures. Like seven or more figures. Yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate that person telling me that, and thank you. I agree. So I think I let my attorneys know in a nice way. And so they're probably already negotiating back and forth before even contacting me because they know I mean business.
You're right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to contact you just knowing that you're not going to be happy unless they come to a real brick wall and they think, we got to try to get her to come down. But you're right. They're going back and forth. You just don't know about it. All right. Well, thank you so much for holding Wendy. We appreciate it.
Yes. Take care.
Thank you. And you know, she's got, like Theodore Roosevelt said, speak softly, but carry a big stick.
Exactly.
And so you can be nice and You can be very nice, but let them know, I got a big stick and I'm not taking crap, but I'll be nice at least until I have to break my big stick out. Yes. That is a good way to do it. Oh, well, you go to bed, Miss Teddy Sue.
Yeah, she says we're silent on the screen. Is everybody like that?
No, because... Hear that? There you go. So it might be because she's going on her cell phone, no internet. It might be getting all funky, weird, you know. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's the end of the world over there with the storms they're having.
I don't think that it's the end of the world. I don't think it's freaking, what is that, the rapture and all that shit happening over there, Deb. I don't think so. I think we're good. We're good. All right. I bet you never know when the end of the world is, so you should always remember that. They always say, like, when you say goodbye to a friend or a relative, you should remember, you don't know that you will see them again. You don't know what life will do. So make sure you don't part necessarily on bad terms to somebody that you might regret. They could get in a car accident and stuff.
Right. So
now, if it's somebody you can't stand their guts, it's like, well, then you don't care if they... Well, they got in a car accident, and I told them I hate them. Well, you know what? I do. Ah! You know, then that's different, you know. But you know.
I raised the voice away. And whenever they left the house or they called me, I would say, I love you. And they'd go, I love you too, Mom. And they're all grown up now, and they still do it. And I learned that from a very young couple, very long time ago. So I think you're right. Whatever it is you said, because I can't remember it now, but you said something I thought was really kind of profound.
When?
About 2 minutes ago.
It's like anytime you manage to remember, anytime you part company with somebody, you should always think, that could be the last time. So maybe I should make sure that partying is a good partying, not a bad partying.
Well, that's very true, and I've had clients.
Easier said than done when you just had to piss off
somebody.
I've
had clients that
had
a fight with their parent or with their spouse, boyfriend, whatever, and that person got killed on the way to work. And trying to deal with that kind of grief can be very hard. Like my brother-in-law, Bob, who was murdered that day, I certainly hope he and my sister-in-law did not have an argument.
They probably didn't, because he'd do something he does a lot, go down to take his bike, hop a ride down to Starbucks or something.
Aww.
So it's probably an everyday thing. Yeah.
You know, I got to say, there's nothing like having sons. By and large, roughly speaking, because I don't have daughters, but they seem that they can go from like zero to psychotic in a very short amount of time.
Time has come. We move on to the next caller. Yes.
Well, I guess so. Me Lord.
Well, I mean, the people have been holding for like almost an hour now. This person I know has. Because it's area code 520. Oh, Lisa. She's been holding it up.
Hey, you guys. How are you? How are you?
It's Friday, so it's always kind of a fun little
thing. We're on fire, yeah. We're doing great.
You're all fired up. Yeah. Well.
And how are you?
Oh, it's just, you know, the day-to-day blahs on that are caught up to me. I'm just, you know, it's my work, and I just have to get my head adjusted, my attitude adjusted, and change my way of thinking. I just feel whatever, but it'll pass.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're not in menopause, are you?
God, no.
There's a question you want to hear asked every day.
There's another thing called perimenopause, which is like before.
Really?
And it can go for years.
Doesn't it usually start at birth?
No, it's just a lot of, you know, let's see now. The neighbor, there was something going on there, not between he and I. It was just his situation, and he got that ironed out. Now I'm supposed to go home, and I'm trying to think of how to get out of it. I don't want to make dinner. I'm just not in the mood. And, I mean, not that, you know, no one has any control over me. I mean, I don't have to, you know, it's just, I'm just in a mood right now. I'm just in a real mood. And my friend came over. She dropped stuff off, and the porch door was open. His porch door was open, and I realized later he could hear she and I. She had invited me over for Thanksgiving, and I said, absolutely. So I was talking to her about it on the porch, and I made a joke. I said, I'll bring the turkey. I'll bring the stuffing that nobody likes except for me. And so I'll have my grandson. But know that I'm going to invite him to come with us because I don't know. I'll have to give it some thought. I have a few days. And then he and I are planning a trip together, another trip. We're going out of town because he has some stuff he has to take care of medically. And so
let me ask you something. As you're debating this in your mind, think about how you're going to feel on Thanksgiving if he's home alone with a frozen TV dinner.
Oh, good
you know,
God.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because you know why? I was thinking about last year when I arrived here a year ago, and I had, because I was calling you then for readings, and I said, oh, are we going to? And no, he had, and then I asked him a year ago, I said, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And he said he had a lot of invitations, and I could see that happening for him. You know, he's got the Sultan flasks
sure.
after.
He does.
Know. And
he
I wouldn't want to take, I don't want to take my grandson there. And believe me, he'll be fine. He'll be taken care of. But anyway, so I think he heard the conversation between me and my girlfriend on the porch because his door was open, his screen door was, and so then all of a sudden now I'm getting hit with texts from him, you know, like friendly, upbeat. And earlier today it wasn't so upbeat because he was dealing with his stuff. And I don't know. We'll see. Well, I'll let it out to the universe.
Yeah, don't ask him unless your heart is really in it. Because
hell
he's got
no.
A, yeah, you're right.
And you got
and
your
I don't, Yeah, I got my grandson, and my girlfriend is fun. She's artsy. She'll have fun and artsy people there. And I just don't. Yeah, I get tired of this political piece of shit thing that I deal with him. You know, I just don't. I don't want to deal with anything. I just want it clean.
Yeah, especially on the
you know,
things. Yeah.
You know.
Well,
like,
all right. What should we look at?
You want just you have something in particular, or you want general the next
well,
few days?
Yeah,
want...
like between what's going on between us, please. I guess.
Did you talk to him at all today or anything?
Oh, we've been talking. We've been lovely. Yeah. We're on it to win it. Yeah, and let's go home and make dinner. And, you know, I'll see about that. I mean, it's not like I'm anybody's slave or anything. We've been yakking it up. We yakked it up yesterday. I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm just, I don't know. You know, it would be nice if someone made dinner for me. It would be nice
boy,
if someone just catered.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, I bet all of us ladies would say that. Make dinner for us.
You know who makes dinner for you?
Who?
Frickin' Hardee's, frickin' McDonald's, right? Frickin' Arby's, right?
Oh, my God.
What else is there? Swanson makes dinner for you.
No,
Domino.
You're right.
Domino.
I mean, I've got it in the fridge. Yeah, I'm just, I need an attitude adjustment is what I need. That's all I need. Just, you know, it's me. It's coming from me. I know.
Get that movie alive. Watch Alive about the, what were they, a rugby team that crashed in the mountains?
It was in the Andes, I believe.
And they had
I was going to say it's like the Donner Party.
Yeah,
yes.
It is actually 100% like the Donner Party.
It's true.
Except the Donner Party apparently ended people's lives.
Yeah.
These people just dealt with people that didn't survive the crash.
Oh, Cho says, Cho's in the UK, Lisa, and he said, Lisa, hi, I will cook for you. And I have a feeling. I bet he's a really good cook.
Yeah, and it's no big deal. He's just in another continent, so that's easy to achievable. No big deal.
He's so sweet. I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, go ahead and call Uber Eats, and I'm sure they'll deliver from the UK to frickin' the west coast of the United States. No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually do. You know what? Not Uber. but there are actually air deliveries. People in Alaska get them all the time. They will all pitch in together, and a flight will deliver seafood and from wherever. Seafood, Italian food, Thai food.
Yeah, and that's the average scum person that works at a minimum wage job that can afford that. Not. Right?
Well, Virgil, I feel bad for you. He says he would love to make dinner for somebody, but he keeps burning it.
Well, the key is if you're going to start cooking something, go to sleep, set a freaking timer.
And
that's the key.
You know what?
Set a fucking timer.
I love burnt food. Seriously, except do not scorch the Italian sauce. I cannot eat that with that scorched, burnt. But, burn the pizza and burn the pancakes.
She means relative, too, though.
Oh, I love it black.
She doesn't mean burn, burn, burn.
My toast has to be black. Black. Wait, okay, let's get back to your cards. Okay. Oh, let's see what we got here.
Who we got here?
Watch first, right off the top. Yes, Rachel, drones activities. That's good. Right off the top, keep your eye on your bank accounts, your pocketbook if you carry a purse. Keep an eye on financials. Something here.
Some kind of potential financial.
Yes.
Potential loss.
I don't know. I'm just going to answer questions at the same time. Rachel, I don't know why I love burnt food, but it just has such, it's like chewing charcoal. I make him, when he barbecues, I make him burn the chicken for me. I want it burnt.
That's what every chef wants to hear. don't make my food properly. Burn it. Oh, the funniest thing is she wants her steak burnt but rare. Oh! Where's my fucking magic fairy wand where I can do that?
Seared on the outside and still medium to rare in the middle.
Then we should be throwing yours on while it's frozen to achieve that. That would be the best bet. Yours should be frozen.
The best thing to do is put it on early when the fire is hot.
But you know what the fire, that hot fucking fire does? It cooks the middle, Deb.
All right, then Lisa.
Unless it's like a boom.
Pay attention to financials. If somebody owes you money, it's something financial, and it's really going to seem like a setback to you. You don't want somebody taking your, debit card and using it all over the globe, stuff like that. Anyway, be cautious. Watch that. Okay?
Okay.
A lot of people are not aware, but maybe now they are. But if somebody on the Internet sticks you out of, they buy something from you and they don't pay you, there are actually businesses that will chase them down like a bill collector. And you'll have to pay them, of course, a percentage of what they owe you.
That's the way bill collectors, they take a big chunk.
But,
half, at least half a lot of them.
But it'll still damage their credit report.
Yes.
Okay, so here. He's very into you this particular time, the neighbor.
Yeah.
He's really enjoying you. All right. But remember, he goes in streaks where one week it's like he can't stop being all over you. And then the next week it's like he's so totally indifferent. You'd think he was having periods and hormonal shifts. And I hope he isn't a trans. How would you know?
No, he's not.
Well, of them are getting so good you can't even tell anymore. So anyway.
Yeah, he's still masculine.
Yeah, and he's thinking of the future again.
Oh, I don't think he's that masculine.
He wants to flip homes with her.
Oh, I don't think he's that masculine.
And build homes. He is a tradesman. Yes,
that
he
doesn't
is.
Mean anything. There's women that are working in freaking construction now. It doesn't make them masculine.
He's masculine.
Really? Then why did he go favor the meat whistle and go to concerts where he could play a skin flute?
You know, those men are not all light in their loafers. You know, some of those guys are very mannish.
Some of them are, but somebody that keeps bouncing around, can't make up their mind, that's weird. You make up your mind. Who are you? Who the hell are you? Choose a path and stay on your path. That's all I say. I don't have a problem if you do one thing or the other. It's when you can't make up your mind and you affect the lives of others, that's the problem. Choose your path.
Hold that thought. I'm going to get back to you after we do this reading.
About pudding?
Yes, because I think that's what Kyle has been making for me when he does his big dinner.
When he started the Christmas fire?
No.
Yeah, he was trying to do that in there.
Well, maybe he was. But I wanted to talk to Cho about it. Anyway, okay. Yeah, he really wants to settle into a very good relationship with you. And the only thing missing is that sexual component. And I don't know how, I mean, if he was my guy, I'd be doing really crazy things like for Christmas. I'd get him a special.
Here we go. Stand by, folks. We have just jumped off the fucking railroad tracks now. The train is crashed. Here we go. The train is crashed. Let's hear it.
I would buy him a remote-controlled ring, if you know what I'm saying here, have him wear it, and then I would control the remote. And get him all.
People don't buy that stuff with people that they have never had an intimate relationship with.
How do you know where?
Because I've known way more people than you have, actually. But I've been in. I work at a shipyard that has like 10,000 people. I've been on two aircraft carriers with 5,000. I know a lot of people. You don't buy intimate shit until you've been intimate. Hey, how you doing? Hey, oh, your name's Deb. Hey, it's nice to meet you. Here's a whole bunch of vibrators for you. I've never met you, but here you go. Hey. Whether you don't even know anything about the stuff intimately.
On the track with me. He's calling it a willy warmer.
And he laughed. He went LOL.
Yeah, but maybe the neighbor would love that.
Yeah, you should just randomly guess. Go to the store and see if he wants a furry monkey or a rubber chicken that spews Vaseline. I mean, why would you buy something you don't know what they want? You got to be there first.
I'd say the man's pretty adventurous.
What?
He's probably been, you know.
Adventurous?
Top, bottom, sideways, you name it.
This dude is cold as ice.
You really feel that.
She's licked his wrist. She's licked part of his body. That's usually instant boing and bang right off the bat to a guy. That is like, it's on. Get it on. Woman grabs my, licked my wrist or my whatever, my little area of my hand. She does that. It's like, I don't even need to know any. They don't even have to talk anymore because I already know what's next.
All right, well.
It's Bangsville, USA.
Just trying to help here. I got a bag of tricks. I like to dip into it every now and again.
I just think that you can't put the cart before the horse. I think that's putting the cart before the horse if you do that. You start trying to guess what things somebody's going to want sexually. You've got to at least have some kind of conversation.
Well, I was under the impression they've played in each other's pants.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm going back to the financial stuff. You know, last time you saw that for me, my debit cards were hacked. So now I'm having trouble with one of my debit cards that I couldn't pay for something last night on Amazon. And I talked to that guy. I said, this is funny because the day before I paid for it using this Amazon, this card, and so now I got to race home and find out what the hell's going on. I got to call my bank, and just now I was trying to use the same debit card to pay something, and it wouldn't allow me to pay. It was declined, and there's no reason for it to decline.
I think that's why this is alerting you.
Yeah,
and it's got the three clubs, which means something that time is of the essence.
Yes, yeah, because it's not going to get any better.
Well, I'm going to call my bank. I'm really getting worried. Because last time you saw that, I had two different cards hacked. And, I had to call the police. And now I'm wondering.
Yeah, you're not going to be happy about it, but at least you'll get it resolved. All right. And if it's not that, but it's going to be something similar. If it's not that, then something's coming. Wait, we're not quite done here.
That's why I was looking at you.
Okay.
That's why I gave you the look of should I or shouldn't I? All right, Deb, what else you got?
And others might think, how come she can read Lisa's card so well? Because I've been doing it for a year, like almost every day, remember? And that is what people that learn my method, they're going to be able to do this for themselves. Am I shooting myself in the foot? I don't think so. I think that not everybody's going to do it well. It's kind of like hairdressing. I can't think of another.
Kind of like anything.
Yeah.
Some people are better than others, like anything. Sports.
There you go.
I love sports, but I'm never going to, obviously I'm not out there making millions of dollars. Just because I love it doesn't mean I'm going to be better at it than somebody else, but I can still love it.
But they'll be able to do it for themselves.
I can still do it well enough to make myself happy. But I'm just,
Something's going on with your sister. You only have one sister?
No, I have more than that.
Well, something big is changing there between the two of you.
Between one of the sisters, apparently.
Yeah. She's like turning her back on you a little bit. And remember, some of these things may not have even happened yet. So I see her kind of being like, well, whatever, and turning her back.
Mm.
Maybe she's got issues.
That's
true.
When you have siblings and stuff, something we don't even know anything about.
A lot of siblings can't stand each other.
Or like each other from a distance.
From a distance.
But I mean, a lot of people they're like, oh, you're great, great. I love seeing you twice a year, but twice a year is good enough.
And watch out for Flaccid Sultan. He does not like you.
Well, she knows.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's very clear, and there's nothing wrong with that. They don't have to like each other.
Well, he figures if he could get you out of the picture, he'd have a straight shot. Well, not straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, even if there's nothing going on, a lot of times buddies don't like somebody's new chick. Two buddies were having a good time, and then a new chick comes along and it's like, oh, I don't have time for you anymore. It's like, well, get rid of the chick, the guy thinks,
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're doing anything necessarily. It just means their time together is less now because he's occupied with this woman, and the guy's like, get rid of that woman.
Women do that with each other, too.
Right. That's a normal thing. It has nothing to do with sexuality, gay, straight, or anything like that.
You're all up in some guy.
Yeah.
Your girlfriends fall by the wayside.
That's
the most important stuff
very common.
That I see here.
Very common.
I'm very much in tune with you right now, Lisa. Wait, we got
your single card reading from the same virtual deck as an Ace of Clubs, Deb.
Yeah.
Significant communication in relation to your question is highlighted. Written correspondence, television conversation, email, and/or fax messages are perceived to carry considerable weight in the outcome of this situation. This sounds like it could be the money card thing, maybe, right?
Yeah.
That she's getting ready to check out. Yeah. There could be something going on. You need to get on something. We need to get on that right away to make sure you haven't been hacked again.
Thank you.
It happens to all of us all the time.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No matter how careful
you are.
You
knew how many debit cards I've had. Oh,
I haven't had as many as you, but it happens. It does happen. People, they get a hold of your shit. No matter how careful you are, it sucks.
Yeah, true. But I've not had problems online at all.
Wow. Where they're getting it from.
Oh, except that a dating website, they wanted to vet me by give us your credit card so we know that you're legitimate. And I did it. And then the next thing I know, I owe them $200. And I called them up and they said, well, no, we can't do a refund on that.
Yep.
I said, well, I can leave here and not ever. I said, I will defame you all over the internet. No, it doesn't even really matter.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Hey, we plan on being here tomorrow night, though, folks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, Lisa, we shall be here tomorrow if you desire to call in.
Thank you.
She's,
she's
been holding for over an hour.
You know what I think,
she's
Lisa?
The most patient person on the
planet. Bottom line, I think you've had a lot of excitement. The trip, there were days that were really glorious for you guys. And after that, it's almost like how a baby gets overstimulated, and that baby then will go into like a a funk, you know, the where, and I think you've got that because you overloaded your, you know, I don't know a whole lot of, about everything, but I think I noticed, like, after going to a big party or if I've gone to a wedding that was really cool, for a couple of days later, I feel terrible. It's like it was too much fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, honey, we love you. And so do our speakers.
Now, you come back now, you hear?
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care now.
Y'all come back now. You hear? That's the Beverly Hillbillies. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yep.
Now, I'm pretty sure that's what my son, who went to chef school, makes.
Yes.
He put on, what do they call them?
The multi-course meal.
Sampling dinners.
It's a multi-course meal, basically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's all decked out. Charging plates, crystal, wine glasses, different wines for each. And he's so elegant when he does it. And I think the Yorkshire pudding is what I've told him. I am crazy about.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, when he cooked at Mackie's place.
What's that? Was there? I don't remember. That was so long ago. That was like 4 years ago at least.
He's killed a lot of brain cells.
It was 4 years ago, and it was food.
I remember everything he served.
But really? You know, what was the soup, Deb?
The soup was like a chowdery thing.
Nope. All right. What else do you remember, Deb, that you're wrong about?
What?
It was very meaty, and it was a really good soup. It was not chowdery. Not at her place. He's probably served you other soups at work.
She made for dessert were like cream puffs.
I don't remember that. Yeah. See, I don't remember everything. I just remember the soup. I loved the soup. And my dad didn't want the soup, and I had it. I'll take your damn soup.
And we
had great. I love soup. That was good
kind
soup.
Kind of steak that was like that thick. Big. I mean, it wasn't big, but
probably
it was,
medallions, probably.
It was right? Tall. Maybe minestrone, but it had meat in it.
It wasn't minestrone either. No, it was something that was not common. Because he doesn't do common.
But I do believe you're right. He did set the stove on fire.
That was here for a Christmas, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure that was your pudding he was making.
And he really broke protocol because he was sweating so much in the kitchen. He took his shirt off. I do not serve people without a shirt on. It's just a thing. And he's
a fucking female, first of all. So, yeah, it's probably a different ballgame. And, well, you know what? There's a lot of places out there, like Florida and stuff, and there's all sorts of shit going on with shirtless, you know?
Yeah, but you do not show up for
like
dinner.
Like topless donut coffee shops and stuff. A lot of places like that.
He looked like he worked in a greasy spoon running around the kitchen trying to put this fire out. And we're all out on the front deck.
And it wasn't like the fire was the issue. It was the smoke. It was making a lot of smoke. That's all. So we all went outside, opened all the windows in December when it was cold. You got to do what you got to do to get rid of the smoke.
Yeah, you can't be dirty. You can't come to my table dirty. You can't come without a shirt. I'm sure you'd love it if we women didn't wear a shirt.
Typically.
But I think it's crass. You know, you should honor the food you're going to eat by showing up appropriately.
I have always, never, no matter what temperature, I have always worn a shirt when I've grilled.
Yeah, he does.
Even at tailgate parties and whatever, it's just the thing to do. You do that.
Because you start finding chest hairs.
You just you don't want anybody to have any thoughts. Even if that's never going to happen, if you wear the shirt, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, because people are going to think.
That way they don't have to worry, especially if it's hot out and you're sweating, the entire body's sweating, you got a shirt, so that will not drip out.
Onto the food.
Cannot do it. The shirt's taking it. Taking it for the team. All right. Do you want to do another one? We're ready, Deb. I got a caller. Ready?
Yeah, you do.
Of course I do. We always have
Cleveland.
Callers. 216.
Oh, we know. Hello.
Ohio, 216.
Hi, Ohio.
Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
Hello. They may not know they're on yet. We'll give them a couple minutes there. 216, you are live on the show. Over.
What are
I'm simulating
y
a megaphone
on? What's a Y front?
Is
that like wearing grunions or
I've never heard of a Y front. What in the hell
What
is that?
A Y front? It's like.
Then why would it be called a Y front? What makes it a Y front? Because the letter is a Y.
Y front. I don't know.
And that could be a million things. That could be something you wear on your frickin' head. Hey, they're Cleveland. Cleveland, we can hear them.
Hello.
They must have thought that they weren't going to come on anytime soon, so they're...
Or we could do it as Medea. Hello.
But
hello.
You know what she does?
Yeah. Hello.
I love that show.
I love her.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Or which is him.
You know,
but her, the character's
Tyler
awesome.
Perry got in trouble for stereotyping black people in his movies.
Well, they tried to get him in trouble, and he said, bullshit, I am black, so screw you. I am that guy.
The black people wanted to boycott his movies.
He's like, I am that. He keeps telling me, remember, I am black, so what do you guys, are idiots? What are you thinking? I am that guy.
And I love how Medea and her little crony female friends, they'll talk about how they would whoop children, whoop some ass.
Mainly her, though.
Yeah.
I'll hit you so hard, man. Oh, yeah. Yep. I'll knock you into tomorrow.
I don't think we're going to get that one.
Cleveland. Mm. Let me try something. Let me go with this, because they'll hear something a lot of times muting on you. Let me try that.
You haven't told us what a Y front is. Cho, you're out there, aren't you?
216, are you with us? Are you with us now?
Oh, it's a willy hole in the, at the front.
It sounds like just like boxers or whiteies that have a fly. So you go pee-pee.
No, it could be the ones with the kangaroo pouch. I had a husband that loved those.
There's no way it's that. There's no way it's that. She says it's the willy. She's talking about a fly that you can pee-pee.
Willy hole at the front.
Yeah,
well,
a fly. It's called a frickin' fly. It's under
Virgil,
fly.
I hope you didn't burn anything important. Making your egg. What was he making? Egg bouillon?
How the hell is he going to burn something? He was making a dinner pie.
He was making egg fries.
How is he going to burn something important when he was sleeping and it
tonight,
burned in the oven?
He said he wants. Cooked egg fried rice without,
that wasn't tonight.
No, it wasn't. But he said without them on, so he was naked.
That's what he's saying. He's not saying he hurt anything. He's just saying, we talked about wearing shirts for protocol, and he wasn't.
Stir fry can splatter a little bit.
His angle was that he was cooking, not about receiving it, that he was not covered up while he was cooking, that's all.
I love it that Rachel can interpret, Cho can interpret, and when Tessa...
I already told you that's what that was. It's a fly. You said that. She didn't interpret. I already told you. They're talking about it. It's a weird name that they use for a fly.
I was saying, if you've got no clothes on, you can burn things. It's like if you go sunbathe in the nude, you've got to watch that very tender skin. Because once that gets burned, boy... Boy, oh boy, not only are you walking bow-legged, but you probably wouldn't want to have any fabric on you. I got sunburned so bad on my legs in Mexico because I thought, I don't need any sunscreen. Had a dress on, and I was just sitting down by the pool. I have pictures. My legs were bright orange, and, I mean, I was in pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got everybody gets sunburned. That's life. I got sunburned when I was in Florida. I went to a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. It was so hot out. Just sitting there in a pair of shorts. Got burned to a crisp watching the football game. Jamin Reed Stadium, I think it was called back in the day.
And the thing is, you can't even feel it.
Burning Virginia Beach. They got burned in Virginia Beach so bad one time that there was some kind of weird impromptu pillow fight. And I was in my rack, and I said, leave Shade alone. He's really got a bad sunburn. Don't even bring him into it. They left me alone. They had a big pillow fight. They didn't even drag me out. They said, he's rough shape. Leave him alone.
Yeah,
on the Roosevelt.
Yeah, you don't want him, but...
He in 71. They actually had respect and said, he's really bad off with his sunburn. Because I got him in Virginia Beach. Go, you know what?
Mm.
That water jacks you up.
What water?
Any water. You go in the water on a bright sunny day.
Yeah.
Ooh, bounces off the water and goes in. Matt, you get burned.
And even
shit,
on a
even
cloudy
burned.
Day.
Right. It doesn't matter.
You
You're
can
right.
go fishing on a cloudy day and come back with the sun.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's UV. Ultraviolet light doesn't. Clouds don't filter out ultraviolet light. Imagine that. You know what does? The ozone.
Is it?
It does its best to filter it out. Remember how they said that life came from the sea? Because once upon a time, there was no ozone, and nothing out of the water could survive on nothing. That ultraviolet light kills everything. That's why when you buy like a stuff to like germ, you can buy this little thing that'll kill every cell phone, like our toothbrush thing uses UV. UV will kill everything down to the germ level, ultraviolet light. That's why we have a toothbrush holder that you push a button and it's going to kill all the germs on your toothbrush. Back in the day on Earth, nothing could live out of the water until the ozone formed.
A little sidebar here ozone. About toothbrushes. We never knew, maybe you never did or maybe you did, but when you get sick and you get better, you need to get a new toothbrush.
Unless you got that machine we have.
Yeah, it was cheap.
We didn't have that machine back then.
No.
Yeah, I got strep throat like twice in 2 months. And the doctor's like, did you replace your toothbrush? I was like, no. She goes, that's why you got it. It was on your, you got it right back. Now you got an ultraviolet toothbrush. Germ killer.
Yeah, and it does its job.
And they make it for your cell phones too, because you know what they say, of all the things you handle, those typically are the most
dirty,
because you don't clean them ever, because there's really no way to do it
than a toilet.
There's no way to do it. There isn't any like nice way to do it without hurting the phone to clean it. So they say this is pretty much that cell phone. I pointed to something they can't see. They say your cell phone is one of the most germ laden things that you contact with every single day in your hand. You don't even know it. But there's stores. You can buy them online. They're not that expensive anymore. You can put your cell phone in and bombard it for like 30 minutes with ultraviolet light. True that. All right. Well, I think that we have come to the end of a show.
I think we have.
We have. We've extended the show. Really good shoe. Oh, Ed Sullivan's shoe.
Your grandma would baste them. Rachel said.
Oh, yeah. Way back in the day, there was many sunburn things
that were... And
they would
get bliss with that.
They used to say butter, and they're like, butter's bullshit. First of all, it's got all this other stuff, and it's got salt. Because most butter has salt, and that's not going to help you out your sunburn.
They have salt-free, but...
But not back in the day when they used to do that.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a weird transition.
Was it?
Yeah. Does that mean you are ready to say adios, amigo?
I guess, but parting is such sweet
sorrow. Oh, thank you so much there, Mr. Shakespeare, or Miss Shakespeare. Wasn't that from, is that from Romeo and Juliet?
Parting?
Sounds like it would be, considering the romance they had, parting is such sweet sorrow. Sounds like it. Hey, I never got into that shit, I'll tell you that. Wait. All that Hamlet and all that. To be or not to be. You know what? Kill yourself or don't, fuckface. Don't make a big deal out of it. I am to be or not to be. Whatever, dude. You ready?
All right, you people. We have to let you go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Yes, we will be here tomorrow.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time.
Tomorrow. 7 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m.